Her policies hurt people, General Bolduc rips Democrat Maggie Hassan in debate. By Wendell Hasebo on October 27, 2022. New Hampshire Republican candidate General Don Bolduc hammered Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, for her radical voting record of massive spending during Thursday's debate. Her policies hurt people, General Bolduc charged. My policies will reverse all of this and allow that inflation to come down. When pressed by the moderator about what Bolduc would do to cut spending and reduce inflation, Bolduc listed a litany of Democrats' reckless spending projects. How about $6 million sent to New York to build golf courses? How about $465,000 going to teach pigeons how to play slot machines? How about $7 million going to California to build parks? He questioned. How about multi-millions of dollars going to Tunisia and Pakistan to study gender transition? Bolduc suggested. That is their issue. That's not your issue, he said, turning to the crowd. How about looking at all this pork that she, Hassan, adds to bills in order to drive us into bankruptcy? How about putting a limit on the Fed and printing money that we don't have, constantly putting us in more debt, he said. I would change all the energy policies that she has agreed with Biden, he added. XL pipeline, more permits, more leases. Hassan answered a similar question by defending her inflation-fueling voting record. She also said inflation was due to the pandemic and the Ukrainian war. Most experts say the labor shortage and the supply chain disruptions are driving it. Inflation are primarily caused by the pandemic and the Ukrainian war, she claimed. Hassan refused to acknowledge her inflation-fueling votes throughout the last 2 years. Hassan voted for the Inflation Reduction Act and the $1.9 trillion for coronavirus stimulus. Over 230 economists warn the so-called Inflation Reduction Act will exacerbate inflation. A recent Heritage Foundation study revealed wages for American families are down $6,000 after adjusting for inflation, and $1,800 increase from September. Bolduc is virtually tied with Hassan in the polls, despite being outspent by $9 million, according to third-quarter campaign totals. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.